A federal gas tax increase is back on the table. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Senate may now be under the control of Republicans like Senator John Thune of South Dakota, who a few years ago was saying things like this.
The president seems to have an obsession with raising taxes. Anybody who studies this knows full well that that doesn't solve the problem.
But yesterday, talking with Chris Wallace on Fox, Senator Thune seemed quite open to higher gas taxes.
I don't favor increasing any tax, Chris, but I think we have to look at all the options. We obviously have a big delta we have to meet. The highway bill expires at the end of May, and there's about $100 billion shortfall over what it would take to fund the highway trust fund at the current level of operation.
So a gas tax increase is not off the table, even in the new conservative Congress. Because as Republican Bob Corker of Tennessee said on Sunday, it's not a tax. It's a user fee that will be offset by tax decreases.
Yes, we have proposed raising the gasoline tax user fee by 12 cents, but also by offsetting other taxes. So it's revenue neutral, but at least it would put our infrastructure on strong footing. And I believe that's what we should do.
It also helps that average gas prices are down $1.20 a gallon from what they were last year. Oh, there will be some fist shaking, but the bottom line is someone under that dome finally noticed the potholes. And that's good news, because if America stands for anything, it's freedom. And there is no greater enemy to freedom than losing an axle. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.